We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber, longtime color analyst, joining me now. And the topic today, of course, is K-State football. Well, the outcome of the ball game from Saturday, Stan, certainly was not what Chris Klieman, the Cats, K-State Nation wanted. Arkansas State gets away with a 35-31 win. I think you can find some positives, but let's be honest, too. That game stings a little bit, and K-State certainly had some chances and frankly, probably made a little too many mistakes and not enough good execution to win the game.
Yeah, Wyatt, it does sting, and it seems like when you are going into an off week, it stings a little bit more, right? Which sometimes is good for the program to really get to work, but you like getting into that rhythm, a normal football rhythm. Coach Klieman has talked about it before, where you just like to play game after game after game, and you quickly decide by Monday it's move on to the next week. Well, K-State does not get that chance. They've got to look backwards and don't get a chance to look forward enough to Oklahoma. And because of it, I think it stings even more. Yeah, there is mistakes out there early in the game. K-State had penalties that cost them some missed opportunities on some pass plays that looked like they might be there, and just early season stuff where the receiver and the quarterback aren't quite on the same page, so it barely turns into an incompletion. And then giving up some trick plays, the discipline that you need to be able to play against those is pretty intense. And K-State did not have a full barrage of starters available, so there's all kinds of reasons. But they allowed, with a 21-7 lead, a double pass, and that's a hard play to defend, but they did. You know, the defense could have defended it. And then when they got in fake punt formation and K-State had their defense out there, a punt safe, and still ended up getting a penalty on a holding call on a pass play by the punter, you know, allowing those things to happen all added up on a day where K-State did some other things well. I mean, early in the game, three and out, block punt right away to get things started for the Cats. You love seeing Will Jones make that block, and K-State turn it into a quick 17-yard touchdown from Skylar Thompson to Phillip Brooks. And then they had a turnover battle victory of 2-0. So to win a turnover battle 2-0, then also block a punt and end up losing, you kind of shake your head. And then you say you gave up a 14-point lead. These aren't things that happen very often, but hand it to Arkansas State. They're a team that knows how to win. They do not give up. They played a game. They've got a very good experienced offensive line, which we saw. Two quarterbacks that I thought played well, Logan Bonner played really well, and then Lane Hatcher was okay as well, was a part of the winning touchdown drive. Jamal Jones was a good running back, but obviously the guy left the last, Wyatt, if we had to talk about player of the game, Jonathan Adams. I think every preview we talked about when you and I got ready for the game, it was, well, let's start with Jonathan Adams. This guy looks like a pro, a difference maker, and he sure made those plays against K-State. Add it all up, and what a difference it makes. If you win 31-28, you're talking about, well, it wasn't a perfect game, but let's move on. We're 1-0. And when you lose, every play you get reviewed, you know, you run it back and go, oh, if you just would have done something here or there, you would have won. So that's what makes football great, Wyatt. It makes it great. You don't get that many games, and every win's a big deal, and every loss has pain associated with it.
Well, it was pretty well documented, not only in our neck of the woods, as they like to say, but across the country, about three Big 12 teams falling to Sun Belt teams on Saturday. You follow college football as close as anybody that I know. Give us a sense of what is reality there in the difference, generally speaking, between that league and the Big 12, because I would profess that I think the upper level of that kind of conference, whether it's the Sun Belt or the Mountain West or the MAC, is not all that different than the Power Five. Break that down for me, if you would.
Well, first of all, you start with a couple of factors, and one is that their athleticism really is not that much different, but they don't have the same level of depth. So what happens, Wyatt, is they could play, probably their better players can compete at the Big 12 level, but they get into a bind when they have to do it week after week after week. So on any given Saturday, any one week, we've seen a ton of parity in college football. These teams are dangerous. I think that when you look at the Sun Belt teams, you're probably looking at teams, especially when you think of Louisiana and Arkansas State, that skill position players probably are pretty good. Maybe that's the strength of their team. It's rare that they, you know, have the linebackers and the line that can stand up to a Big 12 team. But we said this Arkansas State team was an exception to that, with their offensive line being the way it is. But I think their skill position players are really high level. I think that their depth and ability to do it week after week after week will come into question. That's the difference. But on any given one week, they can make things happen. Then you add a couple of other factors. One is the excitement level. Think about how K-State played against Oklahoma last year, Wyatt. You know, that was magical. When you saw the Cats play, if they played like that every week, you could say they'd be a national championship level team in 2019. But you just can't do that every week. And it's not because you don't try with the same exuberance every week. It's just this thing called adrenaline, Wyatt. When you get in an atmosphere where you know someone is really good, it takes you to another level. And I think we saw it last year when K-State played Oklahoma, how they played magically, and they didn't back down to Oklahoma at all. Well, when these Sun Belt teams walked into these stadiums, Wyatt, it was a privilege. I saw the Arkansas State players, a number of them, a dozen or so at least, while we were on postgame, were out without their shoulder pads on, but still with their jerseys on, out taking pictures of each other with the K-State stadium in the background. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big deal to them. You know what I'm saying? Their emotion is high, and your emotion is probably, hey, we're the favorites, just another day at the office. I think that's a factor. And then the last thing I think that's unusual about this weekend, and I'm not going to mention the COVID so much, Wyatt, of sickness, but actually the distraction. Do you realize that the Sun Belt teams basically had some spring ball and are practicing, may have played a game last week, like Arkansas State played one game before they played K-State against Memphis. They also are pretty well scheduled to play a normal schedule. It's as much normal in a Sun Belt conference as it is, as you possibly can be. They think they're playing every week. I mean, they're ready to roll for a 12-game schedule while everyone else is adjusting to new schedules, shortened schedules, and everything else. So, you know, it's K-State. We don't need to make any excuses. Coach Klieman talked about it. You got to go out and win the game. But the Sun Belt teams are legitimate teams. When you talk about Louisiana and when you talk about Arkansas State, very legitimate teams. They brought it this week. But I do think it helps them that basically they're doing a lot less testing. They are just – they're more in a football mode, like we're going to play every week, where I think the other teams like the Iowa States and K-States of the world are probably – just a little distracted by all the things going on, not having normal practice and everything else. What do you get? Parity in football, and the difference between winning and losing is extreme. So don't want to take anything away from Arkansas State. They're physical on that offensive line. They brought it to K-State, and probably the biggest surprise of the day was the fact that even though they had some sickness on their team as well, they really slowed the K-State running game down. You know, that was not something that we were talking about last week in this podcast. I thought K-State would be able to block them up and run the ball, and the Wildcats ended up, Wyatt, with less than 100 yards rushing, averaging only 2.3 yards a carry. So that was the biggest surprise of the game.
Yeah, and that's a, I think let's play off of that a little bit. And again, no excuses, but you know, I think the injury to Noah Johnson early was significant in the game. As you look at that and look back on it now, kind of give me your thoughts on maybe why, in addition to the Noah Johnson scenario, why K-State didn't perform better in that area.
Well, you got an offensive line that's brand new. We knew that all along. That needs to come together. And they, you know, the old saying is you got your fingers, but an offensive line needs to work as a fist, right? I mean, you really need to come together. Yeah. And that's an important thing to do when you don't get a hit as much as normal, you don't spring practice and everything. We knew it would be a challenge. But then the next curveball that came in, back to this Noah Johnson situation, is when you're trying to make that fist, it, to me, it's somewhat like a scab that's trying to dry. And if you pick at it, you just tear it apart and it has to start drying all over again. And when you had to move everybody around, Wyatt, it's not just that Noah Johnson's a good leader and a good center. It's everyone had to move. I mean, Josh Revis is playing left guard, then he's playing right guard. And Ben Adler's playing guard, then he's playing center. And not only are you looking for continuity, it's hard to get that with a new line, but it's really hard when in game you're jumping around to different positions. So an offensive lineman is not an offensive lineman, Wyatt. We don't need to get into all the intricacies, but I'm telling you, the world of a tackle is completely different than the world of a guard and the world of a center. Does that make sense?
You're just, oh, for sure.
It's not interchangeable. So when you move from one position to the other, it affects things. And then the K-State running game just was not hitting on all cylinders. They weren't moving people off the line. And because of it, they had to go to an edge running game. And, you know, Courtney Messingham's offense loves to attack you all 53 yards of the width of the field, but mainly where a lot of teams forget, right over the middle, where those two guards in that center line up. K-State is expert at gating yards right there and making your interior people stay inside and get their fits. And then when you go to the edge, it's even more open. Well, K-State really didn't get the middle run game going. And when they had to go to the edge all the time, that made it a little bit easier for the Red Wolves to know what was coming.
You're listening to the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. An Authentic Brand is the official apparel provider of the K-State Sports Network. Show for K-State gear at authentic-brand.com. Well, one of the things,
my gear that I got, Wyatt.
You loved it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That gear was nice. We officially have the gear, and anytime you got some purple and those colors on there, you know it's going to look good with a Power Cat. But thanks a lot for giving us those outfits to wear.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And, hey, we do appreciate it. And check out that is a great thing, AuthenticBrand.com. Authentic-brand.com, rather. All right, let's go back to something you touched on earlier, the bright spots in the game. And in particular, I have to ask you about Deuce Vaughn. So many K-State fans are talking about this young man this week after what they saw on Saturday. We mentioned during the broadcast, Dan, that this young man comes from a football family. He was probably more ready to play than most true freshmen. We mentioned several things about him, and yet I think when a freshman does something like that and looks like that, it gets everybody excited. Let's break down a little bit of day one for Deuce Vaughn, because he really was pretty special Saturday.
Yeah, he not only did his job and did it well, Wyatt, and showed us the things that he can do on the field and the spark and all of that. The fact that when he came in and made a play early, it was really a spark to K-State because the K-State offense really had not been moving well, running the ball. And here he came in. Not only did he do his job, he added some juice to it. The team got going a little bit in a running game with what he can do. He has an ability to make people miss. He has a smart view of where he needs to go. You think about the touchdown run, Wyatt. There wasn't a lot of time to maneuver around and show you all that speed and quickness. He needed to get into the end zone, and he needed to get there quick because things closed down fast at the goal line. He made a quick jump sideways and then went forward and ran upfield. I think that's important, that guys don't get into a tendency to think they're going to outrun everybody, go sideways. And he didn't do that. He made his cuts mostly to head upfield, and Wyatt, that is a good indicator of something that's going to work over time. So he did his job well. He is very mature. One of the joys of football Saturdays is around Manhattan, the town is on fire. And even though not a lot of fans were able to go, they did a good job of showing up to the numbers they could. They made a lot of noise. And the town was enthused, Wyatt, after the game, I realized. And I actually met his parents and his sisters. Mm-hmm. And you could just tell this kid comes from a good family. They not only know football, they also know what needs to be done to be successful. And it was very impressive to see Deuce play that way, to do the things he's done so far, and a real honor to meet his family. There's no doubt why he is so mature and head on straight and ready to play football for K-State. So, you know, that was a nice surprise. And obviously Briley Moore was a tight end, transfer in from Northern Iowa. There'd been a lot of talk about what he could do for K-State, and he did it, Wyatt. He made big catches. Think about the touchdown in the end zone, took a lot of concentration. When that ball's lobbed up and kind of thrown a little softer, it sometimes can throw you off as a receiver, like, get here, come on, come on, come on. You got to keep your concentration. And then think about that safety who jumped up in the air and got his fingers within a couple inches of the football. Mm-hmm. Skyler dropped it in right over there, took great concentration. And then how about the little quick out route on fourth down? When K-State went for it in their own territory, Briley Moore made a strong catch at that point. So really impressed with what he did in the first game. Those two newcomers were good to talk about for K-State. So there were some bright spots here and there for K-State. But the biggest bright spot, Wyatt, I think coincides with the news of this week. As we move toward the weekend, the big news in sports, in college football, is that the Big Ten's coming back. Mm-hmm. And they want to play. Well, guess what? They were the ones who said, you know, let's shut things down. They were the ones who said, let's don't play a 12-game schedule. Let's go to a conference only. Let's go to 10. You know, everything was less, 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 and even shutting things down. And remember where the Big 12 was in that whole scenario after the Pac-12 followed the Big 10 and the SEC and the ACC were yet to opine. It was the Big 12 where the spotlight was on. Were they going to have the guts to continue on, Wyatt, and say, I think we can play a football season. At least let's give it a shot. They deserve a ton of credit because the Big 12 stood up, independent thinking, positive thinking, no self-limitations, as Bill Snyder says in Gold Number 12, and gave it a shot. And look where the Big 10 is now. They're retracing their steps and going back and following the Big 12. So we said it on post-game, radio post-game on Learfield with Coach Klieman. Thank you for working all that you did to make a game happen. I mean, it was amazing what had to be done from the football staff. They got it done, and we appreciate that. We wish we would have won, you know, no doubt about it, Wyatt. Sure. But it was awesome that they gave it a shot. And how about this? The Big 12 stands up and leads the whole country, and here comes the Big 10 back, I think, getting to the right decision, the one that gives the players a chance.
Yeah, and you just – that's so well said, because that's what they want. They want a chance to play. And if it doesn't work out, that may be okay to a degree. But I think these programs are doing all they can in terms of the precautions and the safety issues and what have you. And I can't blame those young guys for just wanting a chance to get out onto the field, whether they play at Ohio State or Nebraska or wherever it might be. Stan, just one final quick thought here. With the off week, a little bit of time certainly to maybe look inward for these Wildcats. I think that's certainly going to happen. And then there will be certainly a little bit of work on Oklahoma, too. That's an awfully good football team. K-State will see a week from Saturday in Norman.
That's right. I mean, you want to use a little bit of time to get some extra planning for OU, especially with a big opponent like that, a team that's won the Big 12 championship the last 5 years. Pretty incredible run that they've had. So you know you got a big opponent. You know they're not going to overlook K-State. So there'll be a little bit of that. But mostly it is internal, Wyatt. You know, people talk about the greatest improvement in college football is usually from week one to week two. Exhibit A, how about Arkansas State? You know, the things that they did better in game two against K-State compared to what they did against Memphis. That's the kind of thing you hope for, but you only get that by looking internally and determining what things you can work on. Using that time on the field, especially those offensive linemen, they will have learned a lot about what the speed of the game is like, what it actually is out there, how they do their combo blocks, where they are in the field, and things like that will just settle them down and be ready to play at a higher level. And then, like Coach Kleiman said, you know, they need to really come together, look internally, and decide what they want to be. You know, what does this football team want to be? Because they haven't had a lot of together time. Think about it, Wyatt, hardly any team meetings. They had to go to Bramlage to have the one big team meeting that they had. They've had guys miss practices. They've had all kinds of things going on. And I think it's hard to get everybody's heartbeat in the same place. You know, let's get together and play K-State football, family and all that kind of stuff. And I think Coach Kleiman told the media that there's been a big emphasis on that. They didn't practice one day this week when they might have. They instead met with each other and tried to decide, you know, what do we want to be? How do we create the continuity? How do we create the sense of urgency, the energy? Because I think one thing, Wyatt, I thought the fans really brought it. I'm not surprisingly loud, I would say. I don't know if you agree with that, but surprisingly loud with that number of fans. So they brought some energy. But I don't think the team showed much energy. We heard Matt on the sideline saying, you know, it's kind of dead over here. And I think that was a theme of the day. They just kind of were playing football. But, again, I think the COVID stuff just gets you so distracted. You forget that, you know, you let it loose. You're playing a football game, and you better play well or you might get beat. You can't worry about who's missing over there standing without a uniform. But I think that's something that they need to work on. You got to play with that energy. And and maybe it's overstating it, but, you know, Matt reported it. And when we looked down to the sideline and we looked how K-State played, it didn't seem to have the normal football energy to me. And I think Coach Kleiman is probably saying, hey, guys, you know, we got to be safe. We got to be careful. I know our eating habits, you know, boxed lunches or whatever it is, those things may stay in place, but we have got to find a way to be one heartbeat and play football together as a family. We got to get through this distraction. And remember, we got to play for each other, and you got to play with energy or you're not going to win games. So I think that's a lot of inward looking is normal, Wyatt, but especially with COVID-19 around, I think K-State did a little bit more of that this week than normal.
Well said. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. We'll do it again next. And next week, we will preview K-State at Oklahoma. That game a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Again, national television on Big Fox. That's Fox National. And we'll, of course, have it at 9 a.m. on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Our Wildcat Weekly podcast presented, as always, by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.